Energy regulator NERSA will hold its first public hearings in Cape Town today on Eskom's proposed electricity price increases. Eskom has applied to raise electricity prices by 16% per year over the next 5 years. Sarel Menkes reports.
The public sittings are expected to be heavily contested, with a number of organizations having already raised objections. 1.1 trillion rand, that's what Eskom estimates it will need for its infrastructure maintenance, staff cost and growth. Unfortunately, the South African public will have to foot the bill.
World-renowned mathematicians, conservationists and maths graduates have begun working on research that could help curb rhino poaching in South Africa. The research group at WITS aims to formulate a mathematical model to find a solution to the problem. Conservation economist Michael Tsas-Rolls.
There is a very heated debate about which to go about this, but no one has actually sat down and looked at the numbers and actually worked out, using mathematical models, how would the production work, what would be the impact on the market, what would be the feedback to producers, and what would likely be the ultimate impact on rhino populations.
The ANC has rejected a request by DA parliamentary leader Lindiwe Maziboko for President Jacob Zuma to retract a remark that it's a benefit to business to support the ruling party. ANC spokesperson Jackson Tembu says Maziboko is naive when it comes to African traditions and cannot relate to them. Speaking during the party's birthday dinner in Durban on Friday, Zuma told business people that those who supported the ANC would see their business multiply. Maziboko says Zuma's comments imply that by backing the ANC, businesses will be provided with a financial reward. US President Barack Obama says he's determined to act on proposals to curb gun violence, which have just been completed by his Vice President Joe Biden.